Good evening, everyone. I too just want to offer a word of welcome to any guests that we have with us this evening at the cathedral. Thanks for coming and joining us for Holy Mass. And just a reminder, in particular to our cathedral parishioners, if you have not taken advantage of Bishop Barron's Lenten program, Engage, there's still time to do that. We're still in the earlier days of Lent. So if you've not been able to give us your email address, we don't have it and not receiving it, just call the cathedral office and we'll take care of that in haste for you. What really terrifies you? The familiar gospel for the third Sunday of Lent might bring back memories of being in a tense, tight situation, not unlike what we might believe, as we heard in the Gospel of St. John. The Lenten season is all about getting right with God, getting right with each other, coming forward with a sincere heart, wanting to purify our thoughts, our words, our actions, but this time to purify them for the long term. Helps us realize, not unlike in that temple, what we do on earth matters. Our words, our actions, our intentions have eternal consequences. So the third Sunday of Lent continues to give us the opportunity to get it right, or at least start working on getting it right. So on this third Sunday, let's consider in relationship to the sacred scriptures, and particularly in relationship to what we heard about in the temple, let's consider 4 points. Number one, there is a problem with the gospel. What is it? Number two, what is the significance of this temple where Jesus is expressing clearly righteous anger? Third, what is the real point of the gospel? And then lastly, what might God be trying to help us understand, might want to be saying to us this evening? First, we think we know what the Holy Gospel is about. We're probably wrong. It's not quite as simple as don't sell things in church. Jesus' anger is not pointed at the temple itself. The point is not to purify the temple, but there is something significant about this particular temple. There are lots of houses of worship in Metro Louisville. They too are set aside for the worship of God, not unlike the temple in St. John's Gospel. However, in Jerusalem, at the time of Jesus in the Holy Land, it's not like here. There was only one temple, and if you see depictions of it, it was enormous. It was critical to the Jews, central to their lives, because it was the place where you went to encounter God. That's why in other places in the sacred scriptures, Jesus will refer to himself as the fulfillment of the temple. But there is another meaning that Jesus is getting at when he enters the temple and drives out not so much the bad things as the bad people, those whose words, thoughts, intentions, actions were off the mark. He is referring to what St. Paul would later describe as, you and me, temples of the Holy Spirit. Here's the problem with the gospel. And Jesus enters the temple probably around the year 28. He also walks into this temple in the year 2021, wanting to do something for you and for me as well. That sense of purifying, our words, our actions, our intentions. Jesus did not want to purify the temple itself. What he did was to predict its impending destruction. It's not easy to ponder. Jesus didn't want to purify the temple. It was and always would belong to God. In other words, what he did was suspend the normal operation of the temple. Told the occupants, if you do not repent, this building will be destroyed. And it came to pass not too much later. He was encouraging them in not so certain terms. Be careful. Purify your words, your actions, your intentions. It's likely to be the same for us, and that's what he would like for us to hear. Sometimes it's not easy, it's not pleasant, but like in the year 28, in the year 2021, it turns out to be real grace for us. It becomes clear each Sunday that Lent is serious business. It becomes clear since Ash Wednesday, that what we do on earth matters. It has eternal consequences. And yet, as Lent grows more intense into Holy Week, the promise of Christ looms larger and larger on the horizon. What we begin to learn is that at the end of the day, Lent is a time of mercy. Why? Because we still have time. Remember Ash Wednesday, the teaching of St. Paul that we heard. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who did not know sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Working together then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time I heard you, but on the day of salvation I helped you. So what's important right now for all of us is to realize this is the acceptable time. What do you and I need to change or to purify? It might simply be, like those in the temple in the year 28, to change our bad behavior into good behavior, our words, our thoughts, our actions, our intentions. Might be something a little more serious, like to say to someone that you or I need to forgive, to say to them, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Might be someone that you or I need to risk being vulnerable and say, I just want you to know, or maybe I want to remind you, I love you dearly. might be a little less serious, might be as simple as listening more than talking. Maybe it's as simple as not being so critical, to put a plug, if you will, into complaining. Take another step to what we will hear in the sacred scriptures again from St. John. I've come to offer you abundant life, life to the full. It's offered to us by a good and gracious God and the sacrifice of his Son, not on the tree of death, but on the cross of life. So the Lenten season is all about getting right with God and with each other, coming forward with a sincere, open heart. Through your grace, help me. Help me to purify my thoughts, my words, my actions, my intentions. But this time, help me for the long term. As we realize what we do on earth matters, our words, actions have eternal consequences. The great gift of the season, Lent, is a time of mercy. The great gift of the season is that there is still time. The point of the Holy Gospel, Church urges us, encourages us, make the most of it.